원이 맞은데 그래 가장 뒤에 더 한번 분명해봐.
So Rinpoche will continue with the explanation of the nine examples which show the way in which the Buddha nature is obscured from yesterday. Yeah. We just continue from yesterday.
Nimon bonna me pa te peda ki ni kosite.
Nimo. Dzonzonje donje jomore donjingore jomzojado. Tume bardala madam bejobje do drama me bala zodojenjo zunjo. Jivane jerab donje do. Drama me bradje zonto zo. Zoyan doje jomanje gon. Roge ne laje de bardje. Tarbelan zoje karanjo. Sakje wambo ninge zojo. Roganje se zon bajen le zambe de be chute yengenda Jarvi yaktu chorchan jase zora mabe singi teme lo de zon On la so tan rova namgan tata nyambe simjin tamje je tondo Zobe sanje je komba rumbo de drobar sa Te yi che do tambe chu la tusan gomsom je zonbar jewa nyambe Samba sanjon cho to tokje pa ngonde tante sembar
So, and Rinpoche requests us to first develop bodhicitta or the enlightened attitude by thinking in order to be able to help all beings whose number is as limitless as the sky to reach the state of perfect Buddhahood, then I have to reach this myself, and in order to be able to do so, then I have to strive or exert myself with regard to the practice of the Dharma by means of studying it, listening and reflecting upon it.
Dha gang jebar sabe tambe chu je rinpa tikpa timbe ju lama re de la yang jo za dorji ne dun ye banani dorji ne yeba khan devar ki pinyin bo yin na de la yang jum sin som jin dor tem ba nam ja chu jebar jeba Teme dripsur pe goi goni tenpatan sabche son yobale kamde teme dripsur pe goi goni tenpa kab yana tele yang pe tangbo he sende tereng pe nipa nima.
And then out of the many different teachings of the Dharma, the subject of this teaching is the Julama, which the contents of which consist of so-called seven Vajra points, and Rinpoche has been teaching on the fourth Vajra point, which deals with the Buddha nature, and this is presented in three parts. First, there's a short explanation by means of three reasons, then a detailed explanation by means of 10 topics or a tenfold presentation, and then the way this Buddha nature is obscured by incidental stains is shown by means of nine examples. And out of these nine examples, the first one has been explained yesterday, and now Rinpoche will continue with the explanation of the second.
The Nipi Nipa Dranza the Drami Pi Temba Kam Devar Rikan Devar Kipi Nipu Dranzi Pi Tang Devzi Lovur Trupa Trama Tang Nyumong Nam Dham pe tenpa tela, pe tenpa, pe kepa, ton kepa, pe don jani kepa, ton som yopa nani, tambo pe kepa ne. Jetar sokcha tsoko dranzi ne, jivan kepe te don nyerwa yi, tong ne tapje te tan sokcha tsok, koy ne trawa rabdi seba yin ki sabasong.
So, and the second example is the example of honey and bees. And out of these, then the bees are the example for the Buddha nature, the honey is the example for the Buddha nature, And the bees are the example for the mental poisons which obscure it. And this is explained in three parts. First the example is given, then the meaning, and then the two are jointly or are combined and explained. So first, this is the example, and the Domsik to this is as follows. Honey is surrounded by a swarm of insects. A capable or skilled man who wants to procure this honey sees it, and by means of the appropriate methods, he completely separates the swarm of insects from this honey.
Pichetana sokcha, sokcha dram tsochi. Jisisi sera dowa dram tsochi korwe buna. Kerna, ne pe drantene. Dram tsochi wile ne pe drantene. Jibu takpa tang. Jibu takpa lankhepa tang, tap lankhepa. Dance takpa lankhepa tan, dance lempa tap lankhepa. Dance te te nye, dance te nye tonde nyerva yi, kansa ki. Dance wu ni, dance choje wu na, dance yopa kanyinpa te ntong ne, towa tonga so tap ji, dance te tang. Sokcha dance cho nam kui ni, Rabdu Travar Sene Dranze Tobar Seva Yenu. Yeah.
So then honey is surrounded by a great swarm of bees, so that it is in the midst of this swarm. And then a man who wants to get at this honey and is also skilled in the means to procure it, then he will, when he sees that this honey is present within the midst of these bees, then he will use the appropriate methods, such as letting smoke rise and so forth. And by means of these methods, he will completely separate the swarm of bees from this honey. So that is the example.
Tende tendan dor dona simjin tamje la simjin tamje ji simji juni de devari ki pinyingbo sanje ji nyingbo yin yang Simjin be junsin karresana sanje main be simjin be junsin de tene lower trouble treme de devare pena dance drama ke dabai yin do dabare drama be se dance yo na yang dance drama ke dip de be kap se dance le sava yo mare te na ke
so and in short Rinpoche says this example means that on one hand or although the nature of the mind of all beings is nothing other than, so to speak, the true nature of the Buddha. But then, the reason why they are still ordinary beings and why they are not Buddha is the fact that in their state, this nature of their mind is obscured by incidental stains, by the stains of the mental poisons and so forth. And this is just the same as if honey is surrounded by a big swarm of honeybees. Then although this honey is present, as long as the bees are around it, one cannot get at it and one cannot eat it.
Tene drama was a dance. Dance ye par hi nahi ante tham ke pe drama tang travel se sama mazuna long ke to mare te yin to te nga to sem je ne lo dir hi ning bu yin ya lower je teme de de ba de jang gu ndo lower trama jang ji je thap de tam be chu ji nyam ni tu sang gum zum de tam be chu ji tu tam be chu lo tu sang gum zum se ba te dance den dra be de hi ning bu te ni te ne lower trupa chama dhamma tava te ni jansi je thabe.
So then if one wants to get this honey and make use of this honey, then one has to use the appropriate methods to separate these surrounding bees from the honey. And in the same way then, in order to liberate this nature of the mind or this Buddha nature from all the stains that obscure it, one has to use the appropriate means, and these means are is the practice of the Dharma in terms of studying it, reflecting and meditating upon it. And then I think Rinpoche said these means then are similar to the man capable of getting at the honey. Yeah? I think so, yes.
Chanda zo jo jo go ranjane jevo gede de do nirvali o me da jide
trying to get honey and its swarms of insects would have been spotted in skillful means to separate that honey from the host of
Tansong Chimbu Kun Chin Chin Jin Rikam Dranse Tanda Tirin Te Drapa Drama Tang Rava Tin Rabdu Pomar Zeba Yinki Savasong.
And so secondly, the meaning of this example is explained, and the domsik to this is, in the same way the great sage sees with the eye, which knows all phenomena, that the disposition to Buddhahood, the element which is similar to the honey, is present within beings. And he teaches the path by means of which they completely eliminate the obscurations which are similar to the bees.
Transong Chenpo Sanje Je Chukun Chenpo Chenje Chutam Je Zipa Chenje Rikpa Kam Rikam Sijite Rikam Ranzong Rikpa Yikhi Je Kam Dekhi Yinpo Te Chepare Rikam Nyom Mongpa Bopsu Chupa Nyom Mongpa Trabe Yopa Dance, drama, corvatan, drava, mtsumbande, simti, kamti, la yuper zine. Te topper sepa. Recam dance, and drava, teni, topper sepa. La, ti drapa, drama, and drava, namtini, mepa, rabdo, pum, lam tumber, lam tumber, lam tum, de tumber, chukumun, som don zepain.
So the Buddha, the great sage, sees with the eye which knows or sees all phenomena, that this element of the awareness which is self-strong primordial wisdom, in other words, is Buddha nature, which is contained within the enclosure of the mental poisons, just as honey is surrounded by bees, that this element is present within all beings. And after he has seen that, then he teaches the path by means of which these obscurations, which are similar to the beans, to the bees, are totally eliminated so that there's nothing of them left. And this then will is what makes beings realize this Buddha nature. And in this way then, the Buddha causes the Dharmakaya to become directly manifest. Was that clear?
Jabikevane, Jetta, Dranza, Sokya, Seva, Tandri, Gunda, Dranza, Tenyami, Drama, Teda, Sade, Jetta, Dava, Yendo, Dranzi, Saziba, Tegin, Lutin, Layo, Saba, maybe keep a drama, Zadanga, Nimon, Drama, Tanda, Tenjumba, and keep a Jeraki, Vijinki.
So the third part is then the explanation by combining the example and the meaning. And the domtik to this is the man who wants to procure the honey, which is covered by millions and millions of insects, dispels these bees and procures the honey as he wishes. The unpolluted knowledge, which is present within beings, is similar to the honey surrounded by bees. And the victorious one, who is skilled in the destruction of the mental poisons, which are similar to the bees, corresponds to the man.
Drama so drance sokya seva tantra jaton ke jepana drance tenyer ti kibo drance ton de nyer pe kibo tela kibo am kanza tela kanza thab lankhe pa mati drance lama potela thab ke pa diko Drama te da tap je goni sarte tap ke pa goni drama te sar go do chetar do pa yin do rang chetar do drama tap ke pa goni sarte chetar do pa yin do dranti sava si dranti ke sava se pa pe te yin do semtin nam la semtin tam je le ye pa sak pa me pe hi pa Dekabja Sami ji khipa ta dekhi nyingbo chikpare. Sami ji khipa am devar khipa nyingbo. Trimma bobla. Bobs khipa. De trimma ya gai sare. Trimma mai pa bobs khipa. Trimma bobs khipa. Ya sare. Temme bobs chupa temme bobs neba chupa ne drame korbe drance tan drabe khala khan dekhi nyim bola dibzi ji nyom ba drama draba ten jombe tablan kepe jarwa jarwa te Dante Tony, the chief of Tablan Kepa Jetta again.
When honey is obscured by millions and millions of bees, then a man who wants to get this honey and who is skilled in the appropriate means to do so, then he will use these means, and in that way he will procure the honey for himself just as he wishes. And then corresponding to this, or in the same way, the Sukhatagarbha, or in other words, the unpolluted knowledge, and this Rinpoche says is just another word for the Buddha nature, which is present within all beings, and which is contained within the enclosure of the defilements or stains. This is similar to the honey surrounded by bees. And the victorious one, so the Buddha, who is skilled with regards to the methods by which one completely overcomes the defilements which obscure the Buddha nature, these defilements are similar to the bees, then he is similar to the man who is skilled in the methods how to separate the honey from the bees.
Ndi kab ji nama meto pema tabi drapa te yor yi dungwa la yin jen cha kutuun doycha te pema dhavare yor yi dungwa la chapin doycha te yor sarpa la tambo gavo yore chipo yore nyingba chane tene chipo meva chando yore doycha ke drapa te meto pema dhavo te meto pema tangbun zibo yore nyingba chane zibo meva yo goya chakare te yendo The Chagyorte Tango Yidomo Yer, this is Ningba Chadu, then Yidamo Machandore, Dorgova, Yogova, Pangova Chadu, the Chate, Meto Pemando. Then the Tandaka Tempe Hedante, Drama Tavi Debate, Simjin Ladam Sem, Kondra Sem, Najarje Sem, Chadoga Sem, Nepe Sem Deso, Drama Tangare. When the drama can don't talk about the thing, the Lamsang Sorva Donati, the Yendo, Yin and Magava Sem, the Nusem, the Ne Tanda, Hedan, Kondro, Najan Tadoke, Lamsang, Rangla Donati, Yin and Yang Donati, but Sigri. This is a drama than ever.
And so Rinpoche says, so what actually is explained with these examples we've heard so far? And then he said the first example, the example of the lotus, that refers to desire or attachment. And Rinpoche says, so if a lotus flower just is freshly grown from the mud and appears in front of a person just very freshly and newly, then it will make the mind of a non-looker very happy because it's so beautiful. But then there's only short time passing and the lotus flower has got old and faded and does not evoke any more pleasure. And in the same way then, if one experiences happiness that arises from desire, then at first this is very pleasant, but then actually this is not here to stay. And then the moment this desire-based pleasure ceases, then there's, so to speak, a state of no pleasure. So then desire as such, and what is, so to speak, evoked by desire is similar to a lotus. And then the second example is the example for aversion and similar mental poisons. And Rinpoche says, so bees are attached to their honey, and when someone, so to speak, wants to get at them, they get very irritated and they will sting. And the moment a bee stings one, this is really causing a burning suffering. And then in the same way, when based upon either aversion or pride or jealousy, one gets angry with somebody else or has feelings of aversion towards somebody else, that then this kind of feeling creates a suffering as well in one's own heart as in the heart of the other person involved. And therefore, aversion based upon hatred or anger or pride or jealousy is likened to these bees.
Then, Dranzi taken on a drama, Mambo mean a drama, take you away in a Dranzi sana, Lansan Kain and so jagged. Then, don't I take it, Dranzi to Saturn? Then I get it. Then, around Sentinel Dama control, you're not taking you go, you're not young pink mare. You're not young pink mare, run the Dunga Tigre, the Hinning Bototo.
And so Rimuchi says it doesn't need many bees. It's actually enough if there's one bee and one wants to get at the honey, one bee would defend it and would sting one, and one would have this suffering and one wouldn't get the honey. And in the same way, Rinpoche says, as if one lets oneself be overtaken by aversion or anger, one will, so to speak, never get at this Buddha nature either. One will not realize it.
Makaki said the dance, sir. Dance sabakab the dance la the drama part they were in the Madong sa so jabuse. Kaki tena was again. Makaki. Makaki drama. Dance sabare. Dance la drama pavio, the concert drama. Drama to liver. Then yam the sa so jabuse.
Jeda dranze zo jaze wa dranze donde dranze de nyeremi drama de da zaite jeda rdo ba jendo dranze saze ba de nyeremi
Sambala
So and the third example is the example of the grain and its husk. And the grain is the example of the Buddha nature, and the incidental stains which obscure it are like a husk. And this is also explained in three parts, which is again example, meaning, and both explained together. So that's first the example, and the Dhamsik to this is a grain which still has its husk cannot be used by humans. If one wants to make use of it as food and so forth, one has to remove this grain from the husk.
Bichetana Bumba Dandemba Bumba Kare Shumbar Shumbar Kare Pakbar Any Amagona Layayo Bumba Dandembe Shumbar Dandembe Devining Bone Manam Jine Shumba Yona Long Jetumar Long Jeser Majorbe Pena de la sopa papa yuna tene long jet of mara, Majorbe Nankin yung bote says also long jays at onto nearby Mokang in Bateda ke te namje Shumba and papa nangi nankin yung bote in Jangoba Chitawa yeno, ya.
So a ripe grain which has got still has got the husk, then this cannot be used or partaken of by humans for food and so forth. And those who want to get food, then they have to remove this grain from the husk. How well, so to speak, one pervades one's speech. If it is really good in English, Rinpoche says, then one time is enough. Otherwise, it will have to be repeated three times.
Danyeba, donyeba ne. Taking Simjin Layu, Numon, get Tremantan, the Jarwan Chesito, Numon, Treman, Dilem, Madur, what they say, Janses is on Domesikis also.
And then the second part, that is explanation of the meaning, and the Dhamsik to this is as long as the nature of the victorious one, which is present within beings, and which is mixed with the pollution of the mental poisons, is not liberated from this mixture with the filth or dirt of the mental poisons, the deeds of the victorious one are not shown within the three worlds.
Simjin Zangbo Lu Yu Nimba Lame Bandrao Mimba Simjin Namde Tamjele Yope Numongi Trematan Dipe Jarvin Yingbo Sanje Jinbo Devarikikwin Yingbo Jesito Numumba Trematan Dipa Le Madurva Tesito Sanje Jin Zeba Yomare Jarvin Zeba Sipa Somdo Sipa Soma Kanton Somdo Tumbar Mizichen Dekhi Nyingbo Yone and Sanjay Jin Zeba Tumba La Lobo Driba Trama than Dragore. De Mato Jarvan Zeba Tengumar. Drepa than Travala Lobo Driba Drepa than Travala Sanjay Gentine Trova Nieto. Sanjay Gentine de Simjina Dekhi Nyingbo Yone and Treme Dibdure. De Trema Trema Chepar Sava Power Savi Cheto, then Sanjay Gentine Trova. Sanjay Jitu Sumba than Sanjay Jitemba Neba. This is Sanjay Jintane.
And
Last one.
So, the nature of the victorious one is present within all beings, which is to say, Rinpoche said, the nature, Buddha nature, is not something that is present in good beings and not present in bad beings, but it's present in virtually whatever being exists. And but it is mixed with the pollution of the mental poisons. And so as long as this Buddha nature has not been liberated from being mixed with the pollution of these mental poisons, then as long as that, the deeds of the victorious one will not be shown or manifest within the three worlds. And in other words, Rinpoche said, as long as the incidental stains have not been removed from this Buddha nature, then the deeds of the one is not able to manifest the deeds of the Buddha. And in order to cause the elimination of these obscurations, then Buddha activity spreads in this world.
Ningbo Nang in Dre, Ningbo than Driver Dev, Dever Hik with Ningbo Tini, Dibzi, Jama Papa Tava Jama, Tini Jama Che, the Tambichula, Yamin Sebare, Tambichula to some Gomzun Sebare. Natsu Leka, Mini Leka Sapati, Tenda Meva, Leka Zoa Mare, Tini, Ta Ningbo than Driver Dehi, Dre, Ningbo than Driver Dehi, Ningbo Tini, Je, Dibzi, Papa, Te Jama Che, though. Thing at the Sun Gomsum Sigiri, Tambichu Seba, the Kangate Seba in Mate, Yabohako. The Gala Menan and Sumbanda was in company.
So, so Rinpoche says, we all try to practice the Dharma, and so this is not a meaningless activity, because actually what we're trying to do is that we try to free this nature of the mind, or the Buddha nature, which is similar to the grain, from all the surrounding obscurations and defilements, which are like this skin, which is still around the grain. And since whatever practice of the Dharma serves for the purpose of freeing the Buddha nature of all its incidental stains, then, so to speak, whatever practice one does is not meaningless, but has a purpose. And this one should well understand, so that one is, so to speak, not wandering around in the darkness of not knowing.
The Rangi Tambichula Ngatu Tsusan Gomsun Senpa Tela Tinti Jansi Tima Kari Jangri Ningbo Kari Ngondu Sikiri Yabu Hakona Tene Tsusan Gomsun La Trova Yungri Gawa Yungri Sama.
And so if we try to practice the Dharma by means of studying it, listening and studying it and reflecting and meditating upon it, then Rinpoche says it will be very good if one tries to come to an understanding by what kinds of defilements, the various kinds of defilements, this Buddha nature is obscured, and so to speak, what types of defilements have to be removed from it. Because if one understands this well, then with regard to study of the Dharma, reflection and meditation, real joy and the willingness to make an effort will arise.
Tell you a market, the same thing, and look such a chimpy period. Pakpa the low and tributary my period. There don't the Pakpa young and lega mambuzoya yurete. Then there's the Pakpa young the market, the moon to serve a table. Pay the end of thing after young, same the nail look such a chimpo than taking in which you worry. Same the nail look such a chimpo market and drive at the moon to serve a chedo. Then as a time to choose to some go.
So Then Tilopa has explained Mahamudra by using the example of sesame seed and the sesame oil which is contained in it. And so the sesame oil contained in the seed is nothing other but this nature of the mind, which is the Mahamudra, and all the skins and so forth, which are actually then left over when one gains the pure oil. This is similar to all the obscurations which obscure the nature of the mind before it has become directly manifest. And Rinpoche says then, in order to obtain this pure sesame oil, a lot of work is necessary. One has to beat these sesame seeds a lot. And that is similar to the process of the practice of the Dharma, by means of which then the nature of the mind or Mahamudra is directly realized. And Rinpoche said, so this is similar to the example given here. And when one speaks of Mahamudra, then this is also no other than the Buddha nature. Explanation of example and meaning together, and the Dhamsik to this is not well processed grain of rice, buckwheat or rye, which has not been removed from the husk and still has hairs, cannot be turned into food which would be delicious and edible by men. In the same way, the master of qualities, which is present within beings, as long as it is contained within a body which is not freed from the enclosure of the mental poisons, cannot give to beings who are afflicted by the hunger of the mental poisons the taste of the joy of Dharma.
Pakpam, Shumbal, Mason, Bar, Dramatin, Pakpatin, Bumba, Sarvaso, Bumba, Shumba, Sarvaso, Leper, Drogogodo, Leper, Madroba, Lega, Mazepa, Munam Dine, Munam de Long Joyce, Zava Kimbor, Majorua, Tar, Petegindo, Munam de City, Tundo Kakik Savizare. Take into Pete, Lula de King Yambo Yona, then your bati, teaching new momba, teaching new momba, treve, nyeba, drova namla, tambe, chuja, gaba, rota, vandura meno.
De la soba se papa Majang Pananga Ningbo, the long two Motoba Yendo, Sindhi Nana, the King Ningbo Yonaya, Lower Trupa Tama Majang, no? Then it, the King Ningbo Yonaya, the King Ningbo, you have a Savazo Togoman.
So, as long as the ripe grain of rice, buckwheat, or rye has not been well processed, and has so that the husk in which it is contained and these hairs that the husk has and so forth are not completely taken away, then it cannot be turned into delicious food that men could eat. Rinpoche says, well, some animals would eat it, but men couldn't as long as it's still in the husk. And then in the same way, the Sugata Garba, or in another name, the master or lord of qualities, which is present within all beings, then as long as this is contained within a body of an ordinary being, which is not liberated from the enclosure of the mental poisons, then it cannot give to beings who are afflicted by the hunger of the mental poisons the taste of the joy of the true Dharma. So Rinpoche says, although all beings, also ordinary beings, have this Buddha nature, but then as long as all the obscurations, as mental poisons and so forth, have not been eliminated, then the Buddha nature, the nature of the mind, will not be experienced.
Tapedon Yeba said, Dang Yanjin Jepe. Tembane Layam pe ton jarva somne tambo pin. Jeta rapto jose me ser Jenjin rurve nes long jorba. Minjik chuchin tene terte ye loja mangu ta de nebate. Lameng namda tandin laiter tong ne mulandana yope ser. Rinjin chon de jang de rinjin je. Dropar saba chihi mawatar. Hisaba.
So then this is the fourth example, which also is explained again in three parts, example, meaning, and both together. And first the example is given again. While a man was traveling, gold which belonged to him fell into a place full of rotting rubbish. This gold, which is of an indestructible nature, stayed there for many hundred years just as it was. A god who possessed the completely pure divine eye saw it there and said to a man, purify this supreme precious thing, this gold which is contained in this heap of rubbish, and make something from it that should be made from such a precious substance.
Pe chetana pinchin lamsang to lamga to rap to jokin jova drova to chipare jova drova che drova kapso me chibong gaike me pangaike jinge cheva temba tembo me bala so ba wangi sedram ser gormu sedram chembu ye Yanjin Robin Nes Lomar Jura Matang Batur Jinang the Lomar Jura
Katamend Patal and Bodal and Matang the Pumbondo, or T Patal, Sedram de Lonson. The Neta, Tipola, Tinala, Tivola, the Nelta, Jenna Bonegre. Lo, Lo Tomarian, Majekin, Setiki, Yayo Mare, Lo Tomarian, Majekin. Mepar Majorva, me, Mepar Majorva Chichinje, Certene. Janjin Janang, Saritori Nang, Ter, Menjik Bangarje Teka Yendo, Lo Jata Mangbota, the Nebati, Mokaya Potongomoda, Lai Ming, Nambar Tapa, and Dembe, Lai Janjin Sazor Janang, Saritori Nang, Kenyik Nang, Nang Ter, Setam Tempo, Ser Kormo Tempo, Tea, Bartone. Mustn't the Bahila lag along them by Kajare. Mustn't the Basella Gavu Yopa, Sella Kinja Tempo Yopa, Sell Car Tempo in Bahila. Oh, Mucheran Janjin Jetruder, Kenyak Nang Nangana, Yopa Sedram Tempo De, Sedram Tempo, Rambuchin Jor De, Tramajang, Samazo, Rinjinja, Rambuchin Sedang or the Drupal Savi Jinja, and Najin La Sopa. Dropperti, Mavataro, Tedang Dagre, Ta Mavatar, Sanjeji Chusombate, and then Lake, Mala said long day Mandavore.
So at a time when a man was traveling about very much. And he had just reached a place where a few roads crossed. Then he got forgetful, and out of forgetfulness and negligence, he let fall a great amount of pure gold into a place full of rotting rubbish and filth. And since gold is of such a nature that it is indestructible and it will not diminish even during many years, then this gold stayed there in this place of filth and rubbish for many hundred years, just as it had been before, unchanged. And then a God who possessed the completely pure divine eye saw that it was contained in this place of stinking rubbish, and after he had seen this, he spoke to a man who very much wanted to obtain gold, who had great attachment to gold and thought it was the thing one, so to speak, should have at all costs. And he said to him, look, there's this gold contained in this filth, and so you should take it, this completely pure and precious gold, and you should clean it from all impurity, and after you've done that, then make something from it, like an ornament or a necklace and so forth, which should be made from such a precious substance. So Rinpoche said, here this God gave this man a prophecy, like the Buddha would do sometimes.
Ane teyin tope matang tang drabe nyamong so sing sim jin yin din zin nyamong dang de ta zi se tere song re jie gu nang la tam chu chu chan be ki sa ba song.
And then secondly, again, this is the explanation of the meaning. And the domtik to this is, in the same way, the Muni sees the quality of beings which are which have sunk into the filth, which are the mental poisons. And in order to clarify or purify this mud of the mental poisons, he lets the rain of the true Dharma fall onto beings.
Pete yendo Tedang Ravara, Zopa Sanje, Topa Chimpichang, Matang Patang Rav, New Mumban Dams up to Sengwam Nupe, Simjinji Yuntin, Denying, Devar Kikwin Ningbo, Dehik Ningbo, the Simjinji Yuntin, the Simjinji Nilo. Rova Tamjel, Yabar Zigne, Simjin Tamjel, a cheaper member, Yabar Zigne, New Mumban Damte. Matang Bateda, Sazor Teda, Takbar Savasetu, Jacob Sintin Nam, Tambe Chujin, Chapa Chambo Bever Zebar. Sanje Chungo Korvati, then Ta Satan Ravi, the King Yimbo Tela, Dibzi, Jama, Yere Tejanata.
So, in the same way, also the perfect Buddha, the great Muni, sees that the Sukata Garba, or the quality of beings which has sunk into the mud of the mental poisons, which are similar to filth, that this Buddha nature is present within all beings. And having seen this, he, in order to purify this mud of the mental poisons, he causes the great rain of the sacred Dharma to fall onto beings. So in other words, which he said, the Buddha turns the wheel of the Dharma as a means to cause the complete purification of this Buddha nature of all incidental stains.
Tejin to be mazang dong rag, nyumon su sen simjin yin tin. Zigne nyumon damde, taze che, yeko nam damju jo jaran be.
In a similar way, the victor see the quality of being.
Pedon Jervan, eh, Sumba. Jetter, Jan Jane, Rurban, Ness, Long, Sen, and Lion, Donjon. Going to Tarparsa and Jordan, Zeba, Melan, Ninja Tumbat. They in Jerve, Newmon, Matang Chamber, Longer, Joksang, Rambuchi. Simjin Namla Zigne, Teda, Sas, and Lutin Namla, Chutondo.
And then thirdly, this is again the explanation of example and meaning together. As soon as the god has seen the gold, which has fallen into a place of full of rotting rubbish, he insistingly shows this supremely beautiful gold to the man, so that he completely purifies it. In the same way, the victorious one sees the perfect Buddha, which has fallen into the great filth of the mental poisons, and teaches beings the Dharma so that they purify this Buddha nature.
Sen lai meke tomar chorne. Sir ti trama koin to takwar sawam jamar sab sir to chodan zeb sir te la nam je mala nindi je ton je takwar seba jeta va te yin to jarva tham je je ba zob sanje je nyom momba matang je ba nang to zomar chor ba zob sanje je nyingbo. Rinpoche dan drava, de simjin tamche le yobar zing ne, dene ser dan drava nyingbo te nye takbar sabi ser do, lujin simjin nam la rang rang karpa dan tsamba chu tuanbar zepa re. Sanje chi chu tuanbar zepa te, ser dan drava nyingbo simjin le yonayang, dene
When the goat which has fallen into this place full of rotting rubbish and filth is seen by the god, he insistently shows to the man this supremely beautiful gold so that it gets completely purified of its stains. And he makes the man, causes the man to purify it. And in the same way, the omniscient victorious one, the Buddha, sees that the nature of the perfect Buddha, which has fallen into the great filth of the mental poisons, and which is similar to the precious gold, that this Buddha nature is present within all beings. And after he has seen that, then he causes beings to completely purify this Buddha nature. And he does that by means of teaching them the Dharma in accordance with their karmic fortune.
Tanda pe yeta hetsa vare sang pe ngapan.
So now the examples are explained up to the fourth, and including the fourth, and then Rinpoche will continue tomorrow with the fifth example.
Tene chuke jangni chu poji chuke jangni chu ji laman de tsar tin jangni khira ya bu yere kare sena sig mandawa mangbo yere pe mandawa mangbo yere chuke ya bu kigere tene chuke ne yang parke tengre parke sikete te chuke rawo mai ba sig tare chore chure
So Rinpoche says, those who study Tibetan Dharma language, then it would be very good if they study these contents of the Ju Lama based upon the Tibetan root text, because one will gain a quite large vocabulary of Dharma language, and not only that, it also contains many words of the normal spoken speech, so one will also learn that at the same time.
Tene khe sar te a lop yung se yan ra wo lop dem ra wo yore tangbo dor ten ye par khe ton du de khe nyem khe pe ka so pe khe ton khe pe ton jan ne khe khe sar mang bo zo ya te yang ni yang du khe ba lop dem ra wo yore lop yung le la wo yore.
And the way this Ju Lama is presented, Rinpoche says, is given in an order which makes understanding and study very easy, so that it is always kind of presented, whatever subject is presented, first in a short form, then in detail, and then again in its essential meaning summarized. In the same way, these examples are first presented as such the example, the meaning, and then both combined and summarized. And this form of presentation makes learning very easy. So then Rinpoche says these examples are actually presented in a very easy way, and they're not difficult to understand. But then not quite sure if one still one has to know the words, so to speak, otherwise one wouldn't understand it even though it's easy.
Then it take lay lava in Batti, turned out some no tam, turned out Jesus Carre, sing the Jesus turned out Tartuba Carre, some no tang yapu jangu.
So in other words, when at first it seems easily graspable, whatever, then still one has to try to understand really the meaning that is expressed by these easy words. And that will still cost a bit of work and reflection.
So the
way of meditation which was would correspond to the teaching of the Julama would be that one tries to rest within the nature of the mind which is a clear light. So the ultimate way of meditation would be that one naturally abides or dwells within this clarity or clear light itself. So this is not easy to do. And then a beginner, which he said, would by means of their discriminating wisdom take this clarity or clear light as an object of meditation. Try to focus on it.